This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Hurricane Harvey has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but Texas is not out of danger. Harvey continues to dump record-breaking amounts of rain on Houston and other Gulf Coast communities, and Michigan's Red Cross is reaching out to help. Kimberly Burton is the Regional Chief Executive Officer of the American Red Cross's Michigan region. And Kimberly, the images and the stories from Texas are absolutely overwhelming. So many people have lost everything. Many, many thousands have had to evacuate. How is Michigan's Red Cross responding?
Oh, you are so correct. Those images, unfortunately, don't even begin to tell the tale. We've had a chance to speak with some of our volunteers and colleagues that are down there, and they're telling us that it is absolutely horrific. But one of the things that we all in Michigan can be most proud is that we are always one of the first regions asked to deploy and come to everyone's aid. It's all hands on deck. And right now, we have deployed over 60 individuals, both colleagues, volunteers, executives, down to the Texas area. We also are in the process of sending down 8 emergency response vehicles. They're on their way down there. So our volunteers, our community partners, our colleagues, we have rallied the troop and we're doing whatever is necessary at this point.
And these over 60 folks deployed and heading to Texas, what will they be doing?
A myriad of things. It's very, very interesting. Most people, because of the pictures that you see, you envision our Red Cross workers, you know, on the ground, literally the deep wader boots out in the flooded waters. And we're absolutely there. We're there in the search and rescue. We're there helping to muck up and clean up. And we're there providing the first aid when it's needed. But there are also other aspects to volunteering that are equally as important. We have right now almost 30 shelters that are opened in those areas. We're expecting across the nation to support 50 different shelters, and we are prepared to feed, house, provide blankets and comfort to over 50,000 people. So as you can imagine, those volunteers that are there working within the shelters, they are providing all of those resources. And also, what people don't realize, we are also deploying executives and administrators down there because we need as many hands on deck to deal with those community leaders, government officials, elected officials. And then, of course, none of this is possible without the monetary donations. So we've got our fundraisers across the nation on the phones asking for our communities to help to support us.
And it made me wonder, I know that Michiganders are a caring bunch and they want to respond. And for people who want to help the folks in Texas, is the Michigan Red Cross accepting donations that can be earmarked for Texas?
Oh, without questions. And there are several ways. The easiest one, obviously, is 1-800-RED-CROSS. Also, if you visit the website, redcross.org, those opportunities are willing and very, very accessible and easy to navigate. And then thirdly, to those individuals that like to text, you can text the word Harvey to 90999.
Besides monetary donations, what else can you use to help Texas?
And you know, it's really interesting. Because of the floodwaters being so high, we have actually had to bring in our volunteers directly to those sites in what we call high-profile vehicles. Now, that literally means vehicles that are high enough off the ground to get through the high waters. We've actually been bringing in volunteers in dump trucks, 18-wheelers. So what can people do? Obviously, volunteerism is huge right now. Please access any of those opportunities that I just mentioned for volunteerism. And if your company or if you have a network or you know that there are huge vehicles available in those areas, use your networks. Reach out to your families and friends. We're looking. We've got to get access to these various hardest hit areas in Houston and up and in Louisiana. So there are lots of opportunities. Spreading the word. Just spread the word. You'd still be surprised how many people who are not regular news watchers or listening to the radio have no idea just how horrific this situation is.
Kimberly Burton, Regional CEO of the American Red Cross's Michigan region, with a great way for everyone in Michigan who's been watching what's happening in Texas to be able to reach out and help. Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.